What have you discovered so far about being a friend to yourself? In this series, you've looked at what it means to be your own best friend, assessed how well you're being a friend to yourself, and learned some strategies to build self-intimacy. Now that you've gotten to know yourself better, it's time to get more vulnerable. You're listening to Changes Begin Small with Damian President. Changes Begin Small will help you take action in your life with intention and purpose. In each episode, I invite you to take action to live the life that you want. It's time to reveal your deepest desires to yourself. We want to look at your desires because they are a true guide of what will help you feel fulfilled. In this episode, you'll learn to recognize, honor, and act on your desires so that they can help you build a richer life, a life that resonates with you deeply. In a previous episode of the podcast, Kim Addis asked, "What do you really, really want?" Have you ever asked yourself that question? What comes up for you? Do you immediately run away thinking, "I don't know"? Do you think that you need to find it? The invitation I want to extend to you is to sit with the question, what do I want? If the two reallys are daunting, remove them. Make your own heart flutter by dreaming, by listening to your core. So here are some alternate questions that are of the same type. What stirs my heart? What dreams have I set aside? What want or wish have I been pushing down inside myself? This is where you may want to use the strategies we've talked about before. If you start getting anxious from these questions, go for a walk out in nature or practice some self-care or central nervous system regulation through deep breaths. If you find it hard to answer the question, journal your thoughts or meditate on your feelings. Sit quietly with the question and don't force any answers. Just dream a little. Listen internally and see what comes up for you. Keep doing this every day, for example, every morning or right before you go to sleep. You could even talk it out in a voice note to yourself. I want to emphasize the point that you can give yourself some space. This is just for you. You may want to discuss some of what comes up with your partner or someone else that's important in your life, but don't shortcut the process and don't abdicate the choice to someone else. This process is not about quick answers, but about the slow revelation of your internal landscape. It's a rewarding experience if you let yourself experience it. So engage in some intimate self-reflection. Consider the moments when you felt most alive, most you. These are clues, breadcrumbs that you can follow for deeper self-knowledge. You can follow those breadcrumbs to find your way. And as you understand yourself better through reflection and start to realize more of what you want, you start to build your capacity to dream. Now you can start dreaming without limits. Ask yourself, if there were no constraints, what would I yearn for? Here are some prompts to help you decide. Here are some prompts to help you reflect and to stimulate your imagination. You could have an ideal day exercise. Describe in detail what your perfect day would look like from the moment you wake up until you go to bed. What activities would you be doing? Who are you with? How do you feel throughout the day? You could also do a passion exploration. When do you feel in flow? What activities make you lose track of time? Write about these experiences, times when you felt completely absorbed, and why they were so engaging. You could live from purpose. Reflect on moments when you felt your life had clear purpose. What were you doing? What made these moments feel meaningful for you? And have gratitude for your desires. List out things, both big and small, that you deeply desire and express gratitude for each. How do these desires reflect your true self? I've shared before that I'm not good with visualization, but rather I tend to imagine. But if you're someone who is into visualization or that visualization really works for you, I will share a guided visualization at the end of this episode that you may find useful. Dreaming, imagining, visualizing, all of these can be fun. No one needs to know but yourself what you came up with. No one will judge you. Whether you do the activities I shared here or others that you like, let your imagination roam freely. And as you do so, notice how you feel. What excites you? What makes you smile? Are there times when you feel at peace? These emotions are information that you can use. Write your desires down, no matter how grand or how small they may seem. This act of recording them is a way of honoring them, of saying, I see you and you matter. Remember that honoring your desires isn't about immediate action or drastic changes. It's about acknowledging them, giving them space in your life. This is a tremendous act of freedom. Some of your desires might be actionable now, while others might be for the future. The key is to keep these desires in your awareness, allowing them to influence your choices and guide your path. So embrace the process of discovery. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to know yourself even better. Now let's discuss some strategies for pursuing your desires. This is where you can start being intentional about the life that you live, transforming your dreams into a reality. So first, I want to emphasize that not all desires are equal. I may think that it sounds exciting to be a nomad and have no permanent address while chatting with someone who does that, but it's not a deep-seated desire for me. It's actually the opposite, that while I enjoy traveling, I want somewhere to call home. So when you're considering pursuing your desires, consider whether it's a temporary longing or something that deeply resonates with you, a core desire. For example, you may have a longing to attend parties, but your core desire may be to build one or more meaningful, deep connection. Or maybe you have a longing for a higher salary, but your true desire is to be able to provide for your family. Notice what is stemming from a longing for external validation rather than from true fulfillment. And once you've identified your core desires, this is where the fun begins. You get to start taking steps towards them. You can start setting specific, achievable goals. You can make these goals or these steps as small as you can so that they're manageable and less overwhelming. Remember our motto here, change begins with one small step. And I really do believe that. Once you have a list of small steps, you can create a plan of action. This might involve setting time aside regularly, like every day or every week, to work on your list of actions. Or you might find that you need to adjust some aspects of your current lifestyle so that you can better align with your goals. Finally, embrace flexibility. As you grow and evolve, so too might your desires. Allow yourself the freedom to adapt and change course if needed. After all, the pursuit of desires is not rigid. It's a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. I want to acknowledge that discovering and pursuing your true desires often brings up fear and doubt. You may experience fear of failure, the worry that you might pursue a true desire and not achieve it. You can overcome this fear by reframing failure as a learning opportunity and a normal part of the growth process. We don't grow if we don't fail. You might have doubt in your self-worth, questioning whether you deserve to achieve your desires. You might also worry about other people's judgments. You can combat this by practicing self-affirmation and reminding yourself of your past successes and your strengths. You are worthy by virtue of being human. You may also encounter fear of the unknown, anxiety about stepping out of your comfort zones. You can address this by taking small, manageable steps towards your desires, gradually building your confidence. To overcome these fears and doubts, it's crucial to cultivate a strong support system, either through like-minded individuals, a mentor or two, or by having a sense of community around you. You really only need one person cheering you on, although you can do that for yourself if you need to, as we've been discussing about being your own best friend. Regular self-reflection, mindfulness, and celebrating your progress can help you maintain focus and clarity on your journey towards fulfilling your true desires. So as you navigate the pursuit of your desires, remember to celebrate each step you take towards them, no matter how small. These steps, these moments of progress, they're the building block of a life that truly fulfills you. As you think about your desires and pursue them, you'll also need to navigate the practical aspects of your daily life. This balancing act involves integrating your aspirations with your current responsibilities and your circumstances. So to achieve this balance, start by assessing your current commitments and your time availability. Look for opportunities to remove the things that are not important to you from your existing schedule and to add pursuits that are related to your desires. One approach, for example, is that at the start of every week, you could look at your schedule and see where you can incorporate your action plan. You might also want to see what can you remove from your schedule. It's also vital to set realistic expectations. Don't try to do everything at once. That's a recipe for failure and for disappointment. Prioritize based on what feels most pressing or feasible, and consider the resources that you have at your disposal. Depending on how much time you have, for example, you might want to start with a smaller goal that aligns with your desires and gradually work towards a larger one. It's a good idea to start with one thing at a time. Then you could change your focus, or you could start working on another action plan as well. So let's consider some examples. If you're a working parent who has a desire to pursue further education, you may need to allocate time during weekends, early in the morning, or late at night to study. If you want to take intensive language courses, you may need to negotiate flexible hours at work or explore remote work options to have enough time. If you desire to be healthy for better longevity, you'll need to prioritize fitness and healthy eating. This may mean changing how often you eat out or what you cook. If it's important to you to volunteer and to support local farmers, maybe you don't want to go volunteering on Saturday mornings because that's when the farmers market is. So you may want to plan your week so that you go to the farmers market in the morning and volunteer in the afternoon, for example. If you pay attention and you're deliberate, your choices will reflect your core desires. Remember, the pursuit of desires is a marathon, it's not a sprint. It's about making consistent, incremental progress while maintaining the other important areas of your life. But not everything needs to be pursued at the same time. Stay patient, stay flexible, and adapt as needed while keeping your ultimate goals, those core desires, in your view. As you set out to fulfill your desires, it's natural to encounter barriers. We've already talked about internal barriers like self-doubt, but you will also face external barriers. I've touched on those in the examples of integrating desires into daily life, but let's list them explicitly. I'll go through 5 of them. First is time constraints. Balancing existing commitments like work, family, and study time with pursuing new goals. 2, social expectations and cultural pressure. You may find that you need to navigate social norms or expectations from family, peers, or your culture that may not align with your personal desires. Geographical limitations. Living in a location that doesn't offer the opportunity or environment needed to pursue your desires or interests. Economic factors. Maybe there's an economic downturn or personal financial obligations that impact your ability to pursue certain goals. There could be regulatory or legal constraints, for example, facing rules, regulations, or legal barriers that limit your access to resources, professions, or activities related to your dreams. Or there could be market conditions. For example, maybe the job market has fluctuated, or there are industry-specific challenges that make it difficult for you to achieve certain desires at particular times. And last, access to education or training. Certain desires may require you to have specific skills or education that may not be readily accessible to you. These hurdles may seem daunting, but breaking down your action plan into the smallest possible action will help you overcome these obstacles. That will make the journey less overwhelming and more achievable. So embrace flexibility in your approach. Life is unpredictable, and being adaptable allows you to navigate changes without losing sight of your goals. If one path to your desire becomes blocked, look for alternative routes. Remember, even very small actions lead to incredible results over time. Every step towards your dreams makes them a little bit more real. I want to also remind you to not just celebrate progress, as I've already said here and in other episodes, but also practice self-compassion. Understand that progress is not always linear and that setbacks are part of the journey. Every step, even the smallest one, is a move in the right direction. Stay patient and persistent, and remember that the pursuit of your desires is a journey of self-discovery and personal fulfillment. So this week, I invite you to commit one action that aligns with your desires, whether it's setting time aside for a passion project, seeking resources for a new venture, or simply taking a small step towards a long-held dream. Let this action inspire you to commit to your desires. I'd love to hear what you've committed to, what your experience is, and you can share that in our community at Changes Big and Small on Instagram or by contacting me on changesbigandsmall.com. Let's inspire and support each other in turning our aspirations into reality. So as we close this episode, remember that pursuing your true desires isn't just about achieving goals. It's about living a life that resonates deeply with who you are. I think that bears repeating. The goal here is to live a life that resonates deeply with who you are. So each step towards your desires is a step towards a more authentic and fulfilling life, a life that you really want. Next time, we'll dive into the role of relationship in personal growth. We'll explore how our relationships shape us and how our personal growth journey influences our connection with others. We'll be expanding on our exploration of self-discovery to our interactions with the world around us. So join me next week. This guided visualization will help you get in touch with your desires. Begin by finding a comfortable, quiet space. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to center yourself. Now visualize a path in a serene environment, perhaps the forest, trail, or a beach. As you walk, imagine doors along the path, each representing different aspects of your life, your career, relationships, health. As you walk along, open each door and observe what's inside. Pay attention to the emotions and the sensations that arise. Allow yourself to explore each door with curiosity, without judgment.
What's happening behind the door? Where are you? What's your experience there? How do you feel? When you're ready, go to the next door. What activities, people, or experiences do you see? How do they make you feel? Really pay attention and notice what's happening behind each door. Who do you see there? What are they doing? As you look through the door, how do you feel? Spend as much time as you want looking through the door. When you're ready, go to the next door and look through it and see what's happening there. Who are the people that are there? What are you doing? How do you feel? What are you doing in this experience? Carry on and walk down to the next doorway. Open it and look through it. What's inside? Who do you see? What activities are they doing? What experiences are you having? How do you feel in these experiences? Now, sit down within your visualization. Find a spot and sit comfortably within the visualization and reflect on what you've seen. How does what you've seen align with your passions and your purpose? Just give yourself some time to reflect on what you've seen. Now take a few deep breaths before gently opening your eyes and carry the insights from the visualization back into your reality. You can extend this visualization and make it longer or make it shorter as you wish. It's really a tool that you can use to get in touch with your desires.
If you've enjoyed listening to this episode, please help me share it with more people by leaving a review. If you have a question or if you want to be a guest on the show, reach me at contact@changesbigandsmall.com. Remember, change begins with one small step. Have a great week.